Lots of students getting underway today for the first day of school of the new year. First day for many. First day in preschools. First day in primary level. First day in second level as well. But what happens if there's no school transport available? Parents in the Brandon area and the Castle Gregory area with children attending secondary school in Castle Gregory received an email yesterday. They were told there isn't a contractor available to start tomorrow to bring their kids to school. That is, as in today. A contractor has been sourced but can't start for another 2 to 3 weeks. We'll talk a bit more about this and what seems to be a bit of a moving, evolving picture with it. But here is Sylvia, who has a son starting secondary school today, a daughter going back to secondary school tomorrow in Castle Gregory. And she got an email yesterday afternoon saying there would be no bus.
I got an email at 2:15 yesterday afternoon, and it said that there would be no bus available for the next 2 to 3 weeks, that the Fairn had tried to source a contractor, but the contractor wasn't available to start for 2 to 3 weeks, and that they would give us a payment towards private transport costs. And I tried yesterday to source a private bus, but I haven't been successful. So I've my son who's starting first year today, and I have a daughter who's starting third year on Wednesday. And I also work full time. So it's a very difficult situation to be in.
Was the bus vital for you?
Absolutely. We live in a rural area. We have the Transport for Ireland link that leaves at 10:15 in the morning and then arrived back at the last stop at 4:00 in the evening. And other than that, there's another bus that comes maybe Monday and Wednesday, but that's around the same times, if not a bit earlier. So the only other option, other than driving my children to school myself, is the school bus.
And did you have buses in place for primary and second level last year for your daughter and your son?
Absolutely. We've had buses since my children were in junior infants.
So, did this ever happen before? Anything like this?
Never. And to receive an email at 2:15 the day before my child is due to start school is just not good enough. It's not a good service. It's not a good position to leave parents in. And I'm actually very, very shocked on the part of Bus Éireann that they would do this to parents.
You couldn't get last minute, short of getting an email this morning telling you the bus wasn't coming. It was 2:15 yesterday. Sorry, we don't have a bus. It'll be 3 weeks.
Pretty much, yeah. And here's the money to pay for private transport. That, like, where I live, you can't even get a taxi. You know, it's, well, you can, but it's very, very difficult. So the bus, the school bus is so important, and especially for children starting first year today. I mean, the guys are so excited about going on the school bus, being with their friends. It's a very social interaction on your first day going into secondary school.
Yeah.
And to have that taken away. Plus, there was another parent that I spoke with, and they said, had I not contacted them, they wouldn't have known because they wouldn't have checked their emails.
Yeah, and so a good number of other people affected in the area, I take it.
Well, the bus goes from Brandon Clahan into Strably, and then I think it might collect a few people around Castle Gregory. Also, that bus service, I don't know if the primary school is affected, because our secondary school service would always leave early. My children would normally be in school at 8:15 in the morning in Castle Gregory, because that bus then would have to come back and collect the primary. So I don't know if that second service is affected or not, but certainly all of the secondary school from Brandon Clan, Strably, and maybe some from Castle are all affected.
Now, this has happened in other counties as well in the last number of days, as school has kind of kicked back through a cycle of different schools starting on different days. I think up in Wicklow and Kildare, and in response to questions about that, Bus Éireann have said the school transport scheme very much dependent on the private sector. Throughout Ireland, like many sectors at present, it's facing capacity constraints. Effectively, it's a shortage of bus drivers and buses is what they are facing. There's been growth in demand. It's a challenge that they're working hard to resolve at present. So that's what they're saying. This is about, I suppose, the lack of drivers out there. Sylvia, if that doesn't help you in your situation at the moment.
It doesn't help me, but also just to say that I was speaking to someone yesterday, and a lot of it has to do with how they pay them. They pay them by the hour, and because they pay them by the hour, they can't get the drivers, because it's not going to pay anybody to be, you know, you're going to come and do what, a 2-hour bus run, and they'll be sitting around until the afternoon.
And not getting paid for it, not getting fair reflection of the fact that it is time sensitive in the mornings and the evenings, and you can't do anything else in between because you have to be there at that time, both morning and evening. So you think that's something they definitely need to look at?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're a first service affected, you know. Who's to say that something may not happen to another driver later on in the year?
Yeah.
And then you have a follow-up service affected. You know, they really, I think the bus drivers do such an important job, and they're invaluable to parents. And they build a relationship with the children as well. They get to know the children. It's so important, and it's so important that, you know, if it is a situation that money is the issue, that certainly needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Sylvia, finally, are you hopeful that at least maybe in 3 weeks things will be back to normal? You'll have a bus driver?
I'm not. But I do know that, you know, we have some very good councillors working on it. I know that I contacted Robert Brosnan yesterday, and he was very proactive in contacting the school bus coordinator. So unless the likes of our councillors can get something done, I'm not remotely hopeful that we'll have a bus service in 3 weeks' time.
Okay. All right, Sylvia, well, look, good luck with it. I'll let you get on with the business of dropping your kids to school this morning, your son to school this morning, and good luck with the first day and second level, but thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Thanks, Gerry.
Yeah, keep your comments coming into us on the programme this morning on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. Sylvia's story on the email she received and an email sent out to quite a number of parents in the area yesterday informing them that there would be no school bus today and tomorrow indeed, and that it would be 2 to 3 weeks before a bus would be provided. With me in the line to talk about this is Fine Gael councillor Tommy Griffin. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you contacted us yesterday on foot of some constituents of yours who got in touch wondering what this was all about and why the notice was so late on this. What is happening here? Is this done, and is this down, as I suspect, and it could be wrong here, to a shortage of bus drivers?
No, this was a combination of things, Gerry. I'll tell you what happened was there was a new contract for that route, and the contractor was secured, but he couldn't start for 2.5 weeks into the school year. But they had a relief contractor then to cover the first couple of weeks of the new school year. And unfortunately, that relief contractor had mechanical troubles, and he notified Bus Éireann very late. But thankfully, as of early this morning, I got confirmation from Bus Éireann that they've sourced another relief contractor who will be on the route tomorrow morning. So the route will be back. So I'm delighted for parents, because it was an extremely stressful since they got the email yesterday afternoon. So I got numerous calls myself about it, and I've been liaising with Bus Éireann. But I have to compliment the team inside Bus Éireann. And truly, they worked tirelessly to get an alternative contractor. And the email did put panic in, and unfortunately it was very last minute. But I think in this situation, there was probably nothing that could be done in it. The relief that they had in place wasn't available, and at last minute, and then they had to source another relief contractor to bridge the couple of weeks until the new contractor starts. Thankfully, it's great news now for the parents. There's a lot of relieved parents there this morning.
Yeah. As you could hear from what Sylvia said, she was facing into a very difficult situation with regards to distance to travel, two children to get to school, what was she going to do with work, and I imagine there was quite a number of other parents in that boat as well. But the good news you can say this morning is that there will be a bus for them for tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, yeah, the school transport, there'll be a relief bus in place for the next two to three weeks, and then the permanent contractor will take over, and the school transport is secure for the next few years, thankfully, anyway, as they said. Look, I can understand how worried parents are. It's a big crisis because people are working, and you know, they have a lot of stresses in their life now without having to bringing the kids to school before they go to work, and it's logistically not possible, you know, in a rural area like Sahan, Brandon, and Castle Gregory. So it's welcome news, and again, I know that everyone inside the team in Bossairn have worked extremely hard, and
That's to be lauded. That's great that they were able to scramble and get this. But you'd have to wonder about a system, and maybe it's a sign of a system that's under pressure, whether it's the issue of a lack of drivers or the length of time it takes to contract private operators, the number of operators out there, their availability to find drivers or even find buses. To think that an email was sent yesterday to say, look, it's going to be 2 to 3 weeks. And thankfully this morning that's all changed, which is great. But you'd wonder about a system that, I suppose, allows that to happen.
Absolutely, Jerry. Look, school transport applications, the closing date was April 25th, and payment had to be made by June 6th. So that's over 2.5 months, nearly 3 months ago. And parents, when the money's paid in, they expect to get their the school transport, and they like to get an email like this. It's devastating. It, like, the stress that this caused every household in West Kerry yesterday was just unbelievable. But I suppose it's been difficult, the communication, and communication is a key in this. You know, people need to know what's happening, and I suppose the other part of it too, Jerry, is that there's significant demand on the school transport system, and Sylvia mentioned there it might be underfunded in the sense that you're using the private sector, and they're not getting paid for the full days. You know,
Bossairn has issued 142,000 tickets for the coming school year. It's an increase of 4% on last year. The scheme operates 8,200 vehicles on over 10,600 routes. So it's a huge system, and obviously it's increasing, and it has increased. So you need to find more bus drivers to cover that extra 4% on last year, which is up itself from the year previous. And what about that point, that if you're having difficulty in finding bus drivers, like, there are shortages right across the labour market, then maybe that needs to be looked at? Or does it, do you think? Do the bus drivers need to be paid in a different way, or paid for their day rather than just the hours they're driving in the morning and evening?
Yeah, but look, it's like anything, you have to incentivize it, Jerry. You have to make it attractive for people to want to go into that profession. And 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the afternoon is probably not enough for most people. And the rest of the day is not available really to them. Like, you know, so it doesn't suit everyone. And I suppose the paying conditions are probably the key to this, you know. And the private contractors are doing their level best, you know, to provide a service, a public service for the country. And look, I suppose they need to be getting their rates need to be improved, and there needs to be investment in this area, because, like, the demand is going up. You see, like you said, the numbers speak for themselves. The criteria has been widened over the last few years, you know, to bring in more students in. So there really needs to be a root and branch review of the school transport system, and
there is a pilot project, in fairness to the department and to Bossairn, and they're on the school transport system, school transport scheme, and they're overhauling at the moment. They're introducing pilot projects last year. They're testing measures to enable the scheme to be expanded to add an extra 100,000 children by 2030. They're looking at special pilot projects before sanctioning this overhaul. They're looking at coordinating school opening times, more flexible school bus fleets, sustainable transport alternatives, better integration of public transport with school bus services are also being considered. So they are looking to change the way things are done to respond to this. Now, that might take some time, but it looks like we are in for a system of change over the next few years. But either way, we're going to need drivers and operators of either public transport or school transport.
Absolutely. At the moment, the situation is that they're dependent on the private sector and private contractors. And I suppose that the way to incentivize people to come into this profession and for contractors to tender for routes is to make it viable for them and ensure that they can adequately employ drivers for the full day and make sure that they have their vehicles and stuff in place for school routes. And this you will avoid situations like this. And unfortunately, this year there has been a lot of issues, but like you say, not just in Kerry, all over the country, with the lack of availability of buses and bus drivers. You know, so
isn't the only country affected either. This is a cross European problem. There's been a growing problem with a shortage of people to drive bus and coaches. Every year now for the last number of years, from 2022, 2023, increased by 54% the shortage. This is being talked about at European level.
Absolutely. And look, I suppose we're incentivizing people to use public transport and to use public transport where possible. So we need to start at the bottom, as they say, start educate from schoolgoers up. And this is the way to do it. So just we need to up the investment in school transport and make sure that the bus contractors can make it viable, can ensure that they have the buses available and the drivers available to avoid situations like this.
Okay, Tommy, listen, we'll leave it there. Just a final question for you on a separate issue. The campaign is underway at the moment. I know there's probably a lot of canvassing going on, particularly amongst TDs and senators at the moment, between Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly for the presidency. We might know more by the end of this week in relation to that. What's your view on Fine Gael's decision to run candidates? And it looks like party headquarters favouring of Heather Humphreys over Sean Kelly.
Yes, it's a bit disappointing by party headquarters, being honest about it. Sean's an excellent candidate, and as a county man, I fully support his bid for the RS, and I think he'd make a great president if he got there. I think it's very unfair. I do feel that the membership and I suppose the structure, how we select our candidates, is flawed. The parliamentary party make the decisions, and unfortunately, that they're not always the right decisions. And there is the clear Minister Heather Humphreys, former Minister Heather Humphreys, has a clear edge there, because she would have been working with these in her ministry over the last 10 years, you know, working with a lot of the parliamentary party. That's disappointing on that front. I would like to see a contest, being honest about it. I think Sean would be would shine in a contest. Not taking from Heather Humphreys, she's a great candidate, and she was a great minister too. You know, she was a friend to Kerry at the time, a very good friend. She brought a lot of investment in. But I suppose it's the way that we select our candidates, and the parliamentary party seem to have the. Have to say, really, the councillors and the membership don't have it, and I know that's disappointing.
Would you like to see him get the number of votes required to at least let it go? To in part, I know the way it's weighted, still primarily towards the PP, but that it would go in part to councillors and members to have their say.
Absolutely, it would be the fairest way. And as over a campaign, as they say, things could change, and you know, there could be a change along the way. A candidate can impress, and he can maybe change people's minds. But at least there would be a contest. That would be something that would be very important. But look, it's not a good. It's a great complaint to have, Gerry, that we have two fine candidates like Sean and Sean Kelly and Heather Humphreys in Fine Gael going for it. I like to say it's not all bad, but it's just disappointing from a Kerry point of view that we don't.
Were you as surprised as others, Tommy, with Michael Healy-Rae coming out for Heather Humphreys, not Sean Kelly?
I was, being honest about it. I'd be quite honest with you. I was surprised that he went out of the trap so quickly, because you know that he didn't wait to see what was going to happen. Would Sean come back into the race? But look, that's a matter for Michael himself. I'm sure if he could change wind back the clock, he might look at things differently. But I was.
Okay,
but look, Michael recognised that he would have worked with Heather Humphreys too, so he probably recognised the contribution she made to the county.
Okay, Tommy, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for updating us on that. That's Fine Gael councillor Tommy Griffin there.